Understanding the Product Owner Role. Hi, this is your Bharat Kumar Karunanidhi and welcome to my podcast episode number 12. Today, let us talk more about to understand the role of a product owner. This is an excerpt from the book Agile Product Management with Scrum by the author none other than Roman Pichler. About the author, Mr. Roman Pichler is a product management expert specialized in digital products. He advises product leaders, teaches product managers and product owners, and helps companies build successful product management organizations. He has also authored many other books named How to Lead in Product Management, Strategize, Product Strategy and Product Roadmap Practices for the Digital Age, and The Agile Product Management with Scrum. So he also has his own podcast and he also has his own blog as well. If you are looking for a career in product management, this is going to be helpful for you to understand the roles of a product owner. Hang on, let's dive in. Who is a product owner? To simplify that, a person who has a complete authority or in charge and the responsibility of the product will be the product owner. Let's talk more on the roles, authority, responsibility and how this role can be applied in any organization. The product owner leads the development effort to create products. That involves creating a product vision, grooming the product backlog, planning the release for the product, involving the customers, users and other stakeholders wherever applicable, managing the budget for the product or the project, and preparing for the product launch, and attending Scrum meetings, and collaborating with all the teams for the successful release of the product. Product owner manages the product lifecycle. The advantages of having a product owner do this is product owner ensures continuity of the product, and product owner reduces handoffs between the teams so that no information is missed between the information is traveling from one team to other. So it's always the product owner who will be communicating with various teams so that information is clearly transferred to each of the teams. Product owner encourages long-term thinking. So there is a survey that is done in SAP. It revealed that being a product owner, the person feels more confident, is able to influence more the team members without any authority. As mentioned earlier, product owners have authority on the product but not on the people. Product owner will be more visible to the stakeholders. They feel they are better organized and better motivated being a product owner. So being a product owner is not a solo act. Product owner is a part of the Scrum team, and the product owner will collaborate with the Scrum team members while the team supports the product owner for grooming the product backlog and capturing the requirements. Product owner is responsible for making sure the necessary work is carried out as planned for the product release. It's intriguing to compare product owner role against product manager or a project manager. But product owner is a multifaceted role that unites authority and responsibility for all other roles. Be it a customer or a sponsor or a product manager or a project manager, all authorities and responsibilities of these people will come into product owner. But this varies based on the context, depending on the nature of the product, stage of the product lifecycle, size of the project as well. For example, the skill set required for a product owner will be different if the project is a large Scrum project, whereas the skill set required for a product owner will be different for a project where one or two teams are involved. The other example is about product involving hardware and software and mechanics. The product owner will need a different skill set altogether. Whereas a product owner working on a web application project, that's a different skill set required there, right? So that is where depending on the nature of the product and the size of the project and the stage of the product lifecycle, the roles and authority and responsibilities keep varying. It's also said that a product owner can be anybody depending on the need of the project. Be it a customer or an end user, business line managers, product managers, project managers, business analysts, architects, even CEOs or CTOs, anyone who has the exact right vision for the product can lead the development team playing the role of a product owner. Hope you found this podcast interesting. We'll stop here for today, and the next episode let's talk about the desirable characteristics of a product owner. Please add in your inputs, feedbacks in the comment section below. Feel free to join my VIP Facebook group to get more updates on product management. The link is in the comment section. Use the Calendly link available in the comment section to schedule a call, one-to-one call with me for any product management related consultations. Use the link to download my free ebook on 6 ways to start your career in product management. Thank you for your time for listening to my podcast. See you again in the next episode. Until then, this is Bharat Kumar Karunanidhi signing off. Have a nice day. Take care and bye-bye.